Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth. Today on the Soul King Count is called Red Cosmic Skywalker, and it is the 13th day of the Red Dragon Wave Spell. And it is the Lunar Moon Day 22. And we are coming up onto the White Wizard Wave Spell tomorrow, which I guess is Tuesday, the 14th of September, and I will mostly be kind of getting us oriented to that because I have been a little remiss the last couple of days and not got a podcast up, and I really feel like the Red Dragon Wave spell is receding and that it was fully present and fully influential, and I kind of feel ready for the next thing. So that's the theme here. What is next? Part of the backstory is that I just want people to see some of the larger picture implications of entering the White Wizard Wave spell. A primary one is that we are in a White Wizard Wave spell already. It's 13 years long. It started essentially 2 years ago on July 26, 2019, and we have 11 to go. We're in the third year of this 13-year wave spell. It's pretty obvious that we started something massive in the White Magnetic Wizard year, which was the introduction of the coronavirus to our reality, and so, stepping into this 13-day period, we have an amplification of two converging White Wizard Wave spells. One, of course, is so overlying that we don't think about it a lot, but we can. And then to be in the 13-day Wave spell can show us some emblems and indications about the larger 13-year themes, and can remind you of what you attracted in the White Magnetic Wizard year by taking you back in time, since we're in the retrograde. Mercury retrograde is really good for time travel. Or because something will happen, or a few things in the 13 days of this wave spell that will be a link back to the larger themes of your life that are playing out over 13 years. And there is something also very time travel-y about White Wizard, the wave spell, the tribe. The tribe itself has the word timelessness associated with it. And I really think that that is palpable when we are in its wave spell. But we're in its wave spell for 13 years right now. So, staying at home quarantining for 6 months or a year or whatever you felt you endured, that was pretty timeless. A lot of us don't really remember years from the last handful. Like, what? How long ago was that? Because we got in a lockdown that was disorienting. So that's a perfect example of how it feels to be in the White Wizard timelessness. So you lose track of time, you're late, absent-minded in a certain way about punctuality. But the trade-off is that you get to feel like you're living in an ancient world or the future. It's as if all epochs are accessible. We're not locked into this time and place, that we can, like I said, time travel or just feel some kind of bridge, a portal that takes us to other times of our own lives and other times of all life. So that's part of the enchantment associated with the White Wizard tribe and wave spell, that it's trippy and feels like fairy tale fodder, and that we kind of live in under a spell of a kind. Now, I always use this particular tribe to remind myself, remind you that living under a spell always in fairy tales is not that great. It's usually a spell of some kind of paralysis, a deforming spell, like some kind of havoc is wreaked on us physically in the fairy tales, and then the spell is removed and people revert. So maybe that's how you could explain the last couple of years, is that we're under a spell. It's not white magic at all. It's dark magic, dark sorcery. So again, when we come into the 13-day wave spell, you're going to feel the kind of enchantment that's fun, that's effervescent, that's luminous, blows your mind. But I would expect that we're also going to be in our own picture of the plot of a fairy tale, where there is definitely like a negative juju that we have to endure or pass through or pay attention to. The other thing about the White Wizard wave spell in this particular year that's pretty new for us, Yellow Electric Seed, started on July 26, 2021. It's the antipode of the year. The year is Yellow Seed. Yellow Seed is opposite White Wizard. So Yellow Seed is our right pinky finger. White Wizard is our left pinky finger. And that's how they come to be considered opposite or antipode. But they're also balancing because they are oppositional. They face each other and they complete each other. They mirror each other in that way. And so this wave spell that we're coming up through is going to feel different than the year that we're pretty new into. So I don't know that we're experts on Yellow Seed, but it's like a departure from the Yellow Seed themes. And at the same time, by going through it, we're going to find ourselves more in balance for the year that is unfolding. Because to go through 13 days of an antipode, sometimes it's our own antipode that we're going to go through the wave spell of, and it can feel rough and, you know, disparate from our true nature. So chafing, rubbing at us, uncomfortable. But by the time we get to the end of it, we've been taken so far, almost like a polarity, the other side of an extreme or the other side of the galaxy, you know, like again, just this picture of where I live, I'm comfortable in my home skin, and then you're asking me to be at a far remove from that, being over there in that place that's unfamiliar or has a really different perspective. After we do it for a while, then we can return to our home center, but we have all this exposure to another perspective, and that creates strength and balance. So when you go through your own antipode days, you'll learn that. And when you go through your own antipode year, as we all do every 4 years, you'll learn that. And you can take all of that as an example for how we can experience the next 13 days as having this kind of like, whoop, I don't know, I just went somewhere really different than maybe I was pretty grounded in Yellow Seed, all this earthiness and like a dull mind, not like stupid, but really instinctual or sensitive, sensual, feeling what's around us. What would a seed or a flower be responsive to, like light, heat, water, elements, being elemental. And now we're going to switch over to White Wizard, which again is also really elemental, but it's like elemental on an ether level. The basics of enchantment, the basics of magic, spell casting. What does the White Wizard do? And so I don't really think that Yellow Seed cognates any of that stuff. Yellow Seed lives in the purity of having a magical experience, but without cognition, without like a self-observation. This is very interesting how I respond to the sun. Like, it's just a response without some kind of analysis. And in White Wizard, I don't think we're hyper-analytical, but definitely we're conjurers. So we sort of, you know, the object that we play with and ourselves as the operator, you know, we recognize two different entities. I just don't think that flowers can speculate about that stuff. So White Wizard, the wave spell, could be like just a little more, I don't want to say intellectual, but cerebral time. Cerebral without being serious. Cerebral so that we can manage magic, so that we can make it through this quest in a fairy tale like enchantment. Let's see. So maybe I'll come back to something I've forgotten, but I want to switch over to the lunar moon that we're in. Lunar moon has kind of kept me off the microphone in the last little bit. We went through the third week in the West that ended yesterday and kept me from wanting to talk or show up or be responsible. I guess we also went into Mercury retrograde, and I don't even know that. I couldn't tell you right now without some research when the current dates are, whether we're in the pre-shadow or whether we're in the heart of it. I just don't know. I don't know. I was in Europe. Going to Europe, it turns out, even though I've been back for a couple of weeks, is positively disorienting. So I was in a different paradigm that way, and I know because someone told me that I was doing a transaction with on Craigslist and there was chaos. She cited the retrograde as the reason. So can always bond over the retrograde, and she was the informer. So I'm telling you, based on my Craigslist sale, that we're in Mercury retrograde. And that is very White Wizard, as I said, about timelessness. So, you know, everything's going to be coinciding and amplifying on that level as well as we change to White Wizard, the wave spell now. But in any case, I got through the third week in the West in the lunar moon. I felt something, you know, I felt a challenge. I felt a challenge that was churning through me emotionally. And then I found that here we are finalizing the lunar moon in the South in our bodies. We've been, you know, in our minds the first week. We've been in our spirits the second week. We've been in our emotions last week. And now we're in our bodies. And I have embodied acceptance of what my challenge is. I was fighting it. I was floundering in it, meaning I couldn't get a fixed idea of what the fuck is it really. It's like vague. It's like confrontational, but it can't be named. Just like this kind of being, you know, in the seasickness of some kind of swinging pendulum of lunar polarity. And, you know, where do I land, or at what point can I start to find any kind of balance or connection point between these polarities? You know, I'm not sure I can give really good examples without being a little boring, but it's been a really lunar moon, folks. It's been really lunar. And I've said this before, it's just like it's a kind of a hangover feeling of having gone through a lunar year. We just had a lunar year. It ended 7 weeks ago. It was a big year, a blue lunar storm year. And right now it's kind of like, what? This echo, this reverb, like, I thought we had enough time to really fully invest in the lunar tone. What is happening? And then the events of our lives can feel very similar, like it could be as simple as something from the pandemic, like, what? This is really all back again? Or, I mean, one thing that I think on a global level is that we really had a huge focus. Our attention was on what was happening in Afghanistan in terms of visual feeling state and sort of outrage or cries of concern or powerlessness. Like, that seemed exceptionally lunar. Like, this is a huge problem, this moment in time. I think I could go on and on, and it's probably not interesting to everyone else. I do pay a lot of attention to culture and politics, and I do use Mayan astrology as a filter to look at all of it, but that doesn't mean that's what you're tuning in here for. So I'm alluding to, like, okay, big lunar moon moment, that exodus. Turns out, of course, we can be reminded by the 20th anniversary of 9/11 that happened during the lunar moon also. And there's like a really powerful connection between, I mean, obviously, there was a decision to connect the exit from Afghanistan with the anniversary of 9/11, but just in terms of witnessing something really horrifying and emotional, like people's deaths, there are such strong parallels between then and now, and then just reminding ourselves that the lunar moon of challenge also held within it the original 9/11 sort of appointed Holocaust moment of terrorism. Okay, so I've also been paying attention to that, and I'll tell you why very briefly. When 9/11 happened 20 years ago, I was following the calendar really so-called religiously, but I had decided to take a very long 4-year break from any media, coinciding with George Bush being elected for a second term, when it felt very much like Al Gore had won or close to won. So anyway, I was like, well, I don't want to pay attention to this. I'm removing myself from any media, which was much easier then because there was no internet in my life anywhere near me. And so I never experienced visually what happened at the Twin Towers. I mean, I knew what they looked like before. I knew they were gone, but I never saw any archival footage. And I went back this weekend and I spent hours and hours watching documentaries because I realized everyone else experienced that and was connected. And I was here like on a lunar polarity. I don't have a visceral memory. I mean, I have a visceral memory of that day. Absolutely. Things happened when I heard about the plane crashes. I, of course, participated in the story of it, but I never saw it. And so like I did this weekend, and I really feel like that's another picture of perfect lunar experience, the Twin Towers. That's two of them. And that we're in the second moon of 13. The second tone of 13 is lunar. This lunar moon will end soon. So this week you can sort of breathe a little bit, I think, and know that, yeah, you did it for a whole year and now you've done it for 3 weeks. You're an expert at the lunar tone. You're about to be liberated from the karmic, like, travail of being so invested in the lunar tone. We're moving on. And I say it like really as if I were the tour guide, or maybe as I was the time manager, like, yeah, you know what? You've had enough. Let's go. But it's more like cheerleader champion. Like, you did it. You did it for a year. You did it for 13 moons, a whole year, a solar year of the lunar tone. It was brutal. It was super brutal. I'll just tell you really quickly that 13 years ago, we had a white lunar wizard year. Nowhere near as brutal. It was, I remember some like so-called brutal things in my own life from that time. Nothing compared to this last year. Way bigger deal, blue lunar storm, than that white lunar wizard 13 years ago. I'm sure you would agree. You know, I hope you would agree if we could compare our archival footage from the two different eras. So we made it through and we got our wings. We got our wings for the lunar tone. And now, again, you just have a week left and it's really just like a celebration. And a celebration that looks a lot like when people just pass out when they finish a marathon, you know, like staggering to the finale and then just collapsing. I think it looks more like that rather than like, you know, I've got this last 100 meters. I get this second wave and I'm just going to tear through the ribbon. Or maybe you're feeling that way. I mean, in some ways, I just went out and danced to jam band music on Red Cosmic Skywalker. I often feel that you couldn't pick a better day for dancing than Skywalker days. And I don't have a care in the world right now. So, I feel like, oh yeah, Lunar Tone, I got this. It's a beauty. I love it. I've had it, you know, like so full of it that I have integrated it. But ask me a day ago, or maybe this morning, beginning of Red Cosmic Skywalker, I don't think I had much positivity. I felt like the Lunar Tone is just kicking the ass of the culture. And individuals are suffering, and it's not that they should follow the Mayan calendar at all, but that they're suffering in part because they don't even know about it, and so they can't be like, well, it's the lunar moon, and it's really, really challenging, but it's going to end soon. So I have to remind myself that a lot, since I think it's the explanation for a lot of things. And then, you know, maybe you don't care at all, but I do really like knowing the Mayan astrology of some celebrities and world leaders. It just adds to my synchronicity. I run into that stuff in media, of course. Like, Joe Biden is a white lunar world bridger. It is his moon. He was elected in his year, the lunar year, and he waited a really long time, lost a bunch of other opportunities while trying to become president. And finally, blue lunar storm, boom, he becomes president in his tone, his time. It is his moon, his time right now. And he got just completely hammered for how he handled the exit from Afghanistan. And at the same time, I just have to say, watching him, he is pretty sure of himself in a lot of ways, and in a way, cocksure, like he's maybe arrogant or, you know, positional. He seems like he, I don't know what the word is, like he's got a certain kind of like old white guy machismo that looks like self-esteem to me. I think that's what I want to say. I don't feel like it's bluster. I feel like he just has opinions and he believes in himself. And I'm appreciating that, because it's his time. I'm like, well, he's really revealing who he is right now, and I like it. And you know, he's a white lunar world bridger, so there's nothing that could be more perfect for his astrology than a difficult ending to a war. World bridger is death, right? And white lunar world bridger is the problem with death, and the death of the war, finally on his watch, ending the war in Afghanistan, at least our participation in it, with this, you know, last minute explosion of casualties and deaths. It's so him, and he gets a lot of flack for it, but in a way, he was so deeply in his own energy field, this particular moon. And again, maybe this is not your jam, but just a heads up that Donald Trump is an electric person. He has a blue electric can, and we're in an electric year. It's his year, and we're about to enter an electric moon in a week. That's his tone. I don't know that he can have a lot of supremacy these days without his Twitter feed, but I think it's just interesting to watch and see what, you know, is the karma around him. It should be something we can read as we hit the electric moon in an electric year, and he's an electric person. Now, if you're an electric person, which might be more interesting than hearing about Donald Trump, then you are about to enter your time of great import. If you're an electric person, it's an electric year. That's you. And we're going to have this doubling of energy, the electric moon, the electric tone in two facets. And that's really cool. It's a week away. But if you're a lunar person, everything I've said about Biden applies to you. And if you're any of the other tones, you can just remember that you get a 28-day moon every year. And when you get into that time frame, you enter it some moons down the road, then you'll start to realize, like, wait, I am blank. I'm going to use myself. I'm overtone. I was born November 23rd. That's in the overtone moon. That time frame, which I think is like, I don't know, I'm just guessing because I'm terrible at memorizing this part, but like, say it's like the 10th of November to the 8th of December or something. That's my time, the overtone moon. I am overtone person. All through my life, that's been a really special or meaningful or impactful time for me. It's when my insides match the outside world. And you have that also, and you can probably see some like historic threads of synchronicity regarding that. Okay, I think I'm a little breathless here. I am trying to think about, I'll just give you a heads up that this new wave spell starts on Tuesday, White Magnetic Wizard, and then Wednesday will be Blue Lunar Eagle, and it'll be a lunar day and a lunar moon. So again, just like the recapitulation finale in the final week of that. I guess I want to say that I know that my bulldogs, their twins, are blue lunar eagles, and I don't know. I always talk about Obama when it's Mayan birthday, because he seems like kind of a luminary in some fashion, but now I also always talk about my bulldogs when it's their Mayan birthday. They are Gemini twins. They are Geminis. They were born on, I can't remember exactly, but it's like June 7th or 6th. They are born on a blue lunar eagle day. They are twins. There are two of them. They are really, really smart, like eagles. They have really quick minds and they have really great vision. They can see. This is just my story. Whenever I go like to get some food at a grocery store or another errand, I leave the back flaps of my truck up. No matter how long I've been gone, my little bulldog Violet is always looking for me, and I always yell across the parking lot her name. I don't care who hears or who turns around. I always reward her keen-eyed, patient waiting with acknowledging her because I love her so much. But they are having their Mayan birthday, and I will be celebrating that. And I might put a picture of them on Instagram. Because that's like the only stuff I put on my Mayan astrology page are pictures of my dogs. We did it. I've had some resistance to speaking aloud and about anything. So thanks for waiting, if you were. And I don't know how long this will last, this little high, but I do Here's one challenge in my life that I love jam band music. I love the Grateful Dead. I love the iterations of the Grateful Dead that still exist without Jerry. I move somewhere where one of the surviving members has a nightclub, I guess, concert venue. It's shutting down because of COVID. It's shutting down because they can't get the business they need to keep going. And I have to accept that in the lunar moon. But I guess I can. There's something about the lunar moon that when you get to the end of it, you can deal with the challenges that arose. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in my case.